Check, check.
So I had something significant happen in my life a few weeks ago, a reunion with a youth group I spent my last 2 years of high school with. I got a best friend out of the deal and followed my girlfriend, a cool girl I met at this youth group, followed her to Winthrop University where I met my wife and some of my other best friends. Lots of good coming out of my time in this community. But this doesn't even scratch the surface of good, honestly. I'll get back to that in a second. So many of you know that I also point back to my younger days in youth groups and churches that really, and I mean really, messed me up. Well, this would be one of the churches that I'm referencing back to. Now, some of the damaging things, in my opinion, is greatly due to my personal wiring, as many kids had the same upbringing as I did, but responded very differently. But for me, my experiences in these churches had devastating effects well into adulthood. Some of these effects, I believe, contributing to my mental health crisis in 2019. So at this reunion, it was so good to see so many people I love and care about after all these years. It was almost like a perfect night. And then the youth pastor said something, nothing that would raise the eyebrows of most Christians, but something that kind of triggered some of that unhealthy theology, some of those memories of acquiring that theology. I was totally fine. I didn't skip a beat, but I was thrusted into a dichotomy I've been thinking about ever since. So back to all the good I received from these seasons of community with these folks 30 years ago. They love me deeply. We all have some of the same reference points in our lives, overlapping contexts that only we know. That keeps us connected, but mostly it's the love. I love these people and they love me. And I was hurt so greatly during the seasons with this church and the one before. I've cried many tears over the damage and I've never been mad at anyone. There's no one for me to get mad at. Most of the things, good and bad, that I received from these communities in my former years, at least in my experiences, they were all given to me from a heart of love. Even the damaging beliefs I acquired, people taught me out of love. We all shared true love. And I thought, the irony that during that time, a season I will always point back to with fondness, and maybe, and unfortunately, even more impactful, I'll point back to the serious setbacks in life I endured at the hands of those seasons in those circles. And love still found its way. It lasted through that whole season and continues on to this day. A few days later, I saw my youth pastor on a jogging trail. We stopped and exchanged words. He was so happy that I was there the other night, and with the most sincerity one can express, told me he loved me. And I know that he meant it, because I feel the same way about him. What's that?